Now,
here's what you need to know with Joe.
Oh, Joe, what do you got?
Well, Marto, it's a very interesting morning as for Cross River Rail. So it's a huge project that's obviously in the works at the moment. Seen a lot of work, particularly around Woolloongabba right now. But the claims this morning are that independent advice has been ignored by the government. So essentially this centres around the use of stations near Woolloongabba. So essentially the independent advice basically said there should just be one station at Dutton Park built behind the PA Hospital. Instead, what's happening is they're going to build one at Boggo Road and also redevelop the existing Dutton Park station. Now, why this is a problem is...
Jackie Trad's houses?
Well, it's not far from there, it's got to be said. So, look,
sure is close.
News Corp is reporting the big problem with it is that there are quite a few engineering issues in the area. There are some slopes, may cause more wear and tear on the trains, potentially creating a few headaches.
So, because you think if you go up the hill there towards where Boggo Road Jail's, old Boggo Road Jail's on your left, you're going up a hill. But you know what's on the right there as you go up Annerley Road is that enormous, it's the school that Jackie Trad got planted in her electorate. So it'd be perfect for kids to be going to that school, jumping off the train station.
So I don't think quite as simple as, oh, it's just, oh, they should have done that. There's probably some reasoning behind what they've done. However, what they're saying is that work is halted at the moment and potentially this could end up costing between $600 and $900 million as a blowout.
Who pays for that again?
Us, that's right.
But why is it needed? Well, they've done it all underneath the city, haven't they? The tunnelling's been going on.
And there are some massive gaps in our transport system at the moment. That's why it's being done. It's a huge project. I think the end product will be good. However, how we get there, clearly could
a
be
a lot
some
of it's about getting to and from the Gabba. How tough it is to get in and out of the Gabba. If they build this thing, it's going to people just spew straight out of the Gabba onto trains and they're gone.
Yeah, that's right. So that's one of the big fixes, as well as just sort of addressing that corridor through there where there's a bit of a lack of transport at the moment. Look, further north, some massive headaches on the Sunshine Coast due to these two girls coming from Sydney via train heading straight to Noosa. They were arrested at the Noosa Junction Shopping Centre yesterday. The headache that authorities have this morning is that one of the girls is from New South Wales and one of them is from Queensland. They're trying to track down their parents at the moment. They've got to send them into hotel quarantine with no supervision. Nick, you'd know about being in hotel quarantine with no supervision. What's it like?
Day eight, who's counting? God, it'd be pretty sick. If you didn't have a toddler, it's the dream in here, honestly. They drop food off at the door.
If you're a scared 15-year-old.
It'd be great for them as well.
Uber Eats, TV. Have you got access to movies and Netflix and Foxtel? Yep.
No washing
it's not
up.
Not that bad.
No washing up, none of that sort of stuff either.
No washing up. You just put the rubbish in the bag and put it at the door. Yeah.
Wow. So they're scrambling basically to try and sort out a solution for this, but it looks like one potentially could be
sent
to... What
was the big problem? Because a mate of mine sent me a text going, my parents were just at the shopping centre at Noosa Civic yesterday afternoon. Yep. He said, it was all kerfuffle, two girls were in handcuffs. Why were they so down on them?
So a 15 and 16-year-old girl had been in Sydney, caught a train up to Brisbane and then went to the Sunshine Coast.
Well, hold on. How did they hop off at Roma Street down here?
Yeah, that's right. And it's alleged that they didn't fill out the information correctly on their border pass. So another border hopper type situation. Oh, so obviously one for them to sort out this morning. On a slightly lighter note, obviously some westerlies around. No Ecker at the moment, but still plenty of westerlies around. It was pretty cool yesterday. You noticed the wind, Marto?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was blowing a gale yesterday. It was really cool yesterday afternoon.
Yep. So only got up to 18 degrees yesterday. Well, the good news is that's all going to change at the end of this week. So obviously we've got the public holiday coming up on Friday.
Joe, I can see Nick laughing at you because you said pretty cold at 18 degrees.
Well, yeah. compared to Melbourne, that is.
Now, hold on. So the southwesterly is dying down today. Then it spins around to the northeast. Okay, and that'll bring the warm breezes in on Thursday and Friday. Then it's going to spin around to the southeast on Saturday and you may get slightly wet.
That's spot on. But the big news is Thursday and Friday, sunny, 27 degrees. So if you've got a long weekend, Friday is going to be the day for the beach. 29 at Ipswich on Friday. So a big change in the weather coming. It's certainly going to feel like spring come the end of the week.
That's what you need to know with Joe. Joseph Ogilvie from the newsroom. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, guys.